What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Well, it was good to see the Cleveland Guardians back in the win column last night, 3-1 out in Arizona. And guys, if you'll indulge me for just a minute or two here, I want to take you guys back into the KFIS Corner. This is audio.
Hold up, Mitch.
Yes.
Before you go into the KFIS Corner, you got to introduce the KFIS Corner. Yeah. It's new.
Has a whole thing to it now, man.
He got it all and just juiced it to deep right field. Way out of here. CJ Kapus. A diving catch. He hung on.
Kapus.
Do the KFIS Corner.
It's time for KFIS Corner.
So I realized this is what happened real quick before Mitch goes off on it. Is Keith's like, I asked for the audio. Where's the audio? I asked for the lighter. Where's the lighter? It's like, well, you had to get his name out there enough so you could make the open.
Yeah,
well done.
This stuff takes time.
Now he's got two home runs, a great big catch out right field on Friday, even though they lost.
And we had to get the rights. We had to get them from CCR. They had to sign off on this.
I've been talking to Fogarty every day.
Himself,
but
yes.
He understands.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead, Mitch.
No, it's all right. The play that we mentioned previously might be added to the intro here very soon. This is via last night on Guardians TV.
CJ's not from a stature standpoint, he's not 6'5", right? He's not a Nolan Jones type presence in the batter's box. But
he got it ball and just juiced it to deep right field. Way out of here. Second home run of the year for CJ Kapus.
He is not a Nolan Jones presence in the box. He has one less home run than Nolan Jones does this year.
Who is the color analyst there? I feel bad for it. It wasn't Rick Manning. I feel bad for whoever it was. He's not the type of prep. Wham!
There's a 941st pitch. I don't know who the color is.
Good timing.
Poor guy.
We did have a clip from KFIS after the game talking about adjusting to big league pitching.
It's really just staying true to myself, knowing that I belong here and staying with my approach with the hitting coaches and all the work that we've done, just letting it all show out on the field.
Good to see him get back on track. His average dipped 95 points before yesterday in the span of about a week. But it's good to see him back.
Gavin, what'd you think of Gavin yesterday?
Which Gavin?
Oh, we're out of the corner now.
Gavin Williams.
Oh, I thought you were asking me about another Gavin. I didn't know if you were, I was like coming in hot Friday at 9:45. Gavin Williams. You take the good, you take the bad. He was good yesterday. I was a little bit concerned with Cade Smith. I woke back up and saw Cade Smith at the end, but I'm like, they held on. They won their 3-1. And I'll take any win I can get, because right now we're at, 38 games left to go?
38 games left to go.
Paying attention to every single game now, man. We are in crunch time. Nick said something yesterday afternoon I think that I agree with Nick on.
Okay.
Mark it down, because it doesn't happen often. He's like, I think we're at the most critical time of the schedule for the Guardians after the weekend. After they lose 3 in a row to Atlanta, got 39 games left. You're on a 6-game road trip.
Well, thank God.
I'm like,
they didn't
let balloon. I think Nick's right, man. I think Nick's right. This is the critical mass week for this Guardians team. Either back in or all the way out. Because you're writing some checks that some people are waiting to see. You're right. There are people, I think they want to argue with you about the Guardians. And I think in the back of their heads, they're kind of hoping, like, you're either in or out. And if you're not in right now, I hope you fall out.
Yeah, I just think they're just not good enough for us to ever feel all that comfortable about them being able to make this playoff
run. I understand that.
I get, like, Owen has been confident. Did you waver after the 3-game losing streak?
No, I think they're still in. It looks like it's going to be down to the wire, though.
If they make the postseason, it's a nice thing for the team. But if they don't make the postseason, guys, coming out of the ALCS, you can always John Sterling it and say, hey, that's baseball. But that is a tremendous letdown and a disastrous season. If they go from the ALCS last year to not even making the postseason, yeah, you're going to have hell to pay, but
well, I see a bunch
you've
people
been talking
that,
some trash to people.
I've already seen a bunch of people that won't even give them credit if they make the postseason.
Why?
Because they were in the ALCS last year. That means automatically they should be in the ALCS this year, even though everybody ripped their roster going into this year.
It is human nature to expect more out of some success. But I try to be respectful of the game of baseball in that way. But, man, you don't even make the postseason, you're going to have more to pay over it than a little bit.
Speaking of expecting more for this season, the Cincinnati Bengals, who played last night against Washington and won that game. However, one of the stories...
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most... Exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Stories from last night, Joe Burrow having some trouble with his offensive line early on in the game.
Burrow steps through, hangs on, and is spinning around looking for a block. Go down, Joe. It's August. And they're going to give him progress.
Audio courtesy of ESPN. We kind of talked about this in the last segment, but they just can't put a line together. Is this a good idea to have Burrow out this much in the preseason?
Surprising to me a little bit, because we had already seen him play well on a couple of drives the previous week. So what more do you need to see from him in the offense? It's the defense you worry about. But then again, do you even want the defense out there in case somebody gets injured? You're already real thin. I don't know. It's a very interesting strategy. I think it's because they got off to such a slow start last year, including Burrow. Burrow was not good at the start of the year.
No.
So that's the reason. But I think after we saw him last week, what more do you need to see?
Now I'm getting nasty texts from Keith.
As you deserve.
Why?
As you deserve.
It was, yes, there's seasons that are in a critical mass. Maybe I was a little bit premature. On June 16th.
Whoopsie daisy.
I agreed with Nick.
So wait, what's
There's
the problem?
38 games left. How could it not be at a critical mass? They were playing like garbage back in June. What the hell do you want from me?
Wait, what Keith?
So
what?
When are they at critical mass?
You ass.
Hold on, what is the complaint?
I don't know. Keith just wants to, any chance he gets, he
what
wants
did
to
he
go
say?
After.
Keith, just say what he
Keith
said.
Keith referenced critical mass points in season for Ken, June 16th and August 19th. And then TBD.
I think people are pretty much week to week with this team, and they've been that way for a while. I mean, if you have a good week, hey, they look like they could actually get to the playoffs.
A yay boo situation.
I think that's all it is. Nobody feels that great about them. And the people that feel bad about them, I told you, I think they're rooting against them.
They do have games against the Mariners and Red Sox coming up. So that'll be a big
one. Just a great big fat distraction.
Speaking of Joe Burrow, one of his former
head coaches. My own great big fat distraction in here.
One of his
and
former-
I underline fat and bald. You're doing both of it, Keith.
One of his.
He literally shaved his head. Is that permanent?
Probably should be. He didn't even notice he did it.
He didn't need to.
That's one of my biggest fears.
You can barely see the power alleys out there. It looked like a Little League baseball field with no fence.
Kafis covers those.
That might have been a little too far. I might get in a little trouble for that.
Finally here, one of Joe Burrow's former coaches, Ryan Day, and now making a big announcement for Ohio State yesterday, officially going with his QB1.
Julian Sain will be the starting quarterback against Texas. It was a close competition. I think both guys, we all feel confident, can win a game for us. I think Julian separated himself really over the last week with his consistent play. I feel like our guys are confident again with both quarterbacks. I think we'll need both quarterbacks.
I was going to say that last point there, we'll have both the quarterbacks there potentially. How long is the leash for Julian Sain early on?
Hopefully nice and long, because I don't really know how to say the other guy's name.
Keenholz?
Yes.
So I thought there was an L in there forever.
I know. I thought it was Kleinholz and it was Keenholz, and one morning I was saying it different just to mess people. I didn't care. What are you looking at with Julian Sain? What are you telling me here?
Well, I'm making
sure. You
keep
showing me pictures. They can't see the pictures
I'm
yet. We're not
sure.
YouTube Live just yet.
Yeah, I'm making sure Ken sees the pictures.
And you want to ask me if I can see this guy winning a national championship?
Do you ever do this? Because I've definitely done this.
You've done this with head coaches, I'm sure.
I've done it with everybody. Yeah. Let's be honest. I've done it with all sorts of guys across the board in every sport. When you look at a guy, do you ever make those same snap judgments that I do? And I've been proven wrong. Joe Burrow won a national championship, then went to the Super Bowl. Looking at Joe Burrow, and I saw him in high school, he was amazing. But I'm just talking about, here's a picture of the guy. He was just named the starting quarterback. What do you think? Do you have a gut feeling on just what Julian Sain looks like?
Let me see him again. Let me see the young man again. Yeah, I think it's a national championship-looking quarterback.
Owen? You don't have to be right. I'm not saying you have to be right.
Wait a minute. All right, hold on.
Sure, he could win a... I think that Scarlett and Gray gives him a much better look at being a national championship quarterback.
Well,
that
is true. If he was wearing a Kent State jersey.
Hey!
what are you defending Kent State football for?
I don't know.
Shut up. Well, why would you do that? I'm saving. Sorry, I'm just saving.
Swap
you.
Him.
Did you see the look he gave me? No, you can't because this is radio. He got mad at me.
Swap him and Drew Aller.
I'm just
out
saving you from your own embarrassment. Ooh. Don't defend Kent State football. I don't defend Akron
we
football.
We will be back once we get Josh Cribbs on the sideline. That's it for about last night.
Now you're talking. First thing you've made sense with all damn day.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.